The necessity for Christian Science healing. When we heal the sick, we are establishing the cause of Christian Science. It is through our healing work that Christian Science is reaching all mankind and will finally cover the whole earth. Healing the sick gives Christian Science permanence and strength. And to give Christian Science permanence and strength is the great purpose in our healing work. It is absolutely essential in this day and hour for healing to be accomplished through Christian Science. The demand upon Christian Science is such that in order to fulfill its purpose and accomplish its mission, we must rise to the realization that there is one mind, and let that one mind be the only mind. This is self-denial. And Jesus said, quote, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Close quote. In our treatment, we must see not only what mind is, but we must see by means of mind itself, and we must understand as mind. We are apt to think about mind, but we must think as mind. If we think about mind, that is simply suggestion. But if we think as mind, then our thinking is spiritual law in operation. As our practice in Christian Science goes on, it is more and more possible, by means of the revelation of Christian Science, to exercise this divine power and think as mind. It is not because we take a little divine power and do something with it in our treatment, but it is because our thought is like divine power that it has divine power. We should give our treatment with the understanding that it is God or mind giving it, and that He knows how to give it. We should expect no other result than the presence of God and the evidence of God. But we should not look for results so much as we should know the results. When the false sense begins to lessen, we should not stop the treatment, but we should destroy the error of belief completely by knowing its nothingness. And we should keep on until there is not a vestige of error left in evidence. Do not be deceived. Do not take the attitude that the work is done while the evidence of the disease is still present. Stick to the case until the evidence of the disease has vanished completely. So long as the evidence is contrary to our treatment, our work is not finished. Sometimes we hear practitioners say, "I had the realization of God so well that the work is done." But if the patient is not well, he might say, "That is all very well for you, but what about me?" A treatment in Christian Science affirms, quote, "perfect God and perfect man," close quote. And that is the foundation of our denial. A denial is virtually an affirmation. As we affirm or know, that which we affirm or know acts as a denial of that which is untrue or false. Our denial should never be a fight with a false claim. Our denial, if adequate, reduces the false claim to nothingness. And this is the only adequate denial that is made in Christian Science. We are all guilty of making such remarks as, "I'll treat it," meaning the false claim, "again tomorrow," or "I'll go at it again in a short time." When we speak of a false claim in this manner, the claim is a reality, a real thing to us. But in an adequate denial, there is nothing here, there, or anywhere but the one mind. It is not enough to say there is no disease, or evil is not power, or my body is not material, and still have the disease, the evil, or a material body present as a real thing in consciousness. It is not an adequate denial until we have the realization of the utter nothingness of disease, of evil, and of materiality. The realization of nothing apart from God. A claim is never a fact. A claim is not here or anywhere. It is not even something to be denied. It is not man. Our denial must reach this height in realization, or it is not a complete denial. Our great temptation is to work through the divine mind to cure some material thing, when there is no material thing. God is all. Our denial must be thorough, as if mind made the statements. And if mind made the statements, there would be nothing present but mind. The result of all affirmations and denials should be, quote, "perfect God and perfect man," close quote. In our practice work, we are not looking for results. We know what is. We give our treatment with no doubt about it. It is not so much that we are treating a patient as it is that we are knowing the truth that is present. Our treatment is never given to make a patient well, but it is given to establish the fact that he is well. Through our treatment, we find that wellness is all there is to his being. We always use the present tense in giving a treatment. Man is always perfect now. Essentials in Christian Science treatment. There are three essentials in every treatment. We may not always say them in words, but they are present in a good treatment. These three essentials are cause, substance, law. We establish these three essentials in every Christian Science treatment. Then, the opposite claims of error must be denied specifically. The denial of the belief in a cause other than God, the denial of the belief in any substance other than spirit, the denial of the belief in any law but the law of spirit. In every good treatment, there will also be these three denials. In a Christian Science treatment, after we have established cause, substance, and law, the first thing we handle is fear, because when we have established cause, substance, and law, the thing that stands out is, I am afraid. And while it is only a belief, yet the whole world thinks it. having established the divine mind as cause, substance, and law, we understand that there is no fear in man. Fear has no origin, no cause, no presence, no law. The claim of fear is a false claim without activity, being, law, or substance, without presence, or place, or occupancy. Being a false claim, it cannot prevent the instantaneous effect of a Christian Science treatment. We should always handle the fear of the patient and also the fear of the person who is not the patient. In most cases, it is the mother or father or grandmother. So, in handling any case, we take cognizance of all that might interfere, and in this way, we prevent the interference. Mrs. Eddy says that we should have confidence and dominion in our treatment, that we should give a treatment as if it were power being exercised. The only way we can possess this confidence and dominion and power is for us to realize that our understanding, no matter how little it is God or truth with us. And this little understanding is bigger than the beliefs of the whole world and has more power than any material law. Yes, we should have the greatest confidence in our treatment. Jesus told us, quote, "The Lord said unto my Lord," that is, my understanding, "Sit thou on my right hand till I make thine enemies thy footstool." Close quote. Whenever we give a treatment, we should always establish the law of God for the particular thing we are treating. To establish the law of God for a particular claim means to establish the truth about that particular claim. Mrs. Eddy says in Unity of Good, quote, "Truth is God, and in God's law. This law declares that truth is all, and there is no error. This law of truth destroys every phase of error." Close quote. Students of Christian Science know that active, unalterable, conscious truth as our own consciousness, is what constitutes God's law in us. Conscious truth is all that is going on at any time or in any place. And conscious truth is going on as law, as that which never varies or changes. Let us take a case of cancer and apply the law of God to it. Since we know that conscious life or spirit is the one and only substance of all things, then God's law governing this particular case is that conscious life or spirit, is the substance of each and every cell and tissue in this case. And since conscious life is the only substance, and this substance is sustained by God's law, then there never was, is not now, nor ever can be, broken down cells or tissues. Each and every cell and tissue is living conscious substance, conscious life, conscious omni-action eternally. Each and every cell forever verifies the law of God in that all substance is incorruptible, indestructible, changeless, and eternal. the one and only substance, is always perfect as God is perfect. And we have the further statement of fact from the psalmist David that God will not suffer his Holy One, that is, his idea of himself, to see corruption. See Psalm 16:10. What has never been seen or known of God has never existed in manifestation or man.